Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. Seeds moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Stumpf moves to second. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is walked intentionally. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Rhodes moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhodes scores. Olsen moves to third. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. Alexander moves to third. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alexander scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Frazier. Oliver moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rhodes. Funk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Alexander moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Jolly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Oliver moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tate is walked intentionally. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan scores. Appling moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie English pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Kress chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kress. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stumpf moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wurstler for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Self. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Self steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.